This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The higher education story of this Tuesday is firmly in the wait, what category? Nearly 50 people, some famous, some just rich, were charged today in a $25 million cheating and bribery scheme, parents paying off college coaches and test administrators to get their kids into elite schools. It's a rare peek behind the curtain at the dark side of college admissions. Marketplace's Amy Scott has it.
The big story here is not that rich people paid somebody to get their kids into fancy schools. That's been going on forever.
The main difference seems to be who the bribes are being paid to.
Kevin Carey is vice president of education policy at the New America Foundation.
Usually the way you do that is by giving money directly to the university and buying your name on the side of a building or something like that.
But something like that can cost tens of millions. Prosecutors say Felicity Huffman of Desperate Housewives fame arranged to have the scores changed on her daughter's college entrance exam for $15,000. In another example, U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling said the head women's soccer coach at Yale,
in exchange for $400,000, accepted an applicant as a recruit for the Yale women's team, despite knowing that the applicant did not even play competitive soccer.
The man who allegedly facilitated all this was admissions consultant William Singer. Kim Clark with the Education Writers Association says Singer took advantage of the notoriously opaque admissions process at elite schools.
I think if things were a little more open, then it would be less easy to sell parents on this idea that there are secret side doors.
But clearly there are, and those who can pay may spend even more to find the key. Cappy Hill is an economist and former president of Vassar College.
Higher income families are investing something like almost $10,000 more per year in their kids to get them ready for the competition when they're applying for college.
A competition, she says, already leaves lower income families at a disadvantage. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.